Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Under the Radar by Fern Michaels, narrated by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Charles Martin slipped quietly out of bed, careful not to wake Myra. He looked around the dim room, trying to figure out what, if anything, had wakened him from his deep sleep. All was quiet in the huge room. There was no air conditioning making humming noises on Big Pine Mountain because it simply wasn't needed. He looked toward the open windows, where the sheer curtains moved with quiet gracefulness. Turning his head, he tried to decide if one of the dogs might have barked or if the birds were rustling in the big pines outside the window. Except for Myra's soft intake and exhalation of breath, the silence was deafening. Charles knew sleep was out of the question because he was wide awake. He got up and made his way to the bathroom, where he showered, shaved, and got dressed. The red numbers on the digital clock sitting on the mantel said it was 3 in the morning, an ungodly hour to be waking up to start the day. Not that rising at that hour was entirely out of his experience. When he was planning a mission for the girls, sleep was something he usually did without. In the kitchen, he made coffee. Just as he was pressing the button to start the automatic drip, he realized something was wrong. He looked down at his trembling hands. His hands never trembled. Never. He jammed them into his pockets as his mind raced. Myra was sound asleep, which meant all was well with his dearly beloved. One of the dogs, Murphy or Grady, would have alerted him if something was amiss with the sisters. The phone wasn't ringing, so what could possibly be wrong? He listened to the silence around him as he tried to figure out if it was him or something else.